Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. I know you may be feeling that there wasn't much to be thankful for. And that, folks, would be a legitimate feeling. You should go ahead and feel that. They teach you in counseling and the psychology of you that your feelings are legit. They may not be the right ones, but they're legit. You feel what you feel. And sometimes you got to remember that just because you feel it doesn't mean that everybody has to feel it with you. It's kind of like, you know, I might feel like I'm a man trapped in a woman's body, but that doesn't mean you have to feel that. But you certainly should say to me, Kevin, if you feel that way, feel it. Don't try to hide it. Don't try to, you know, to not feel that, because that's where you get into trouble. But you can't stew in it. You have to understand that if you are a man and you feel trapped in a woman's body, just using that as an analogy, but you look at yourself and you say, well, I do feel, you know, I look like a man. Maybe you should do a little soul searching and see if that feeling you have just means you like to play with dolls. Or maybe that you aren't as, I don't know, combative as most men or something like that. Your definition of what a man is may be very different than what the world really believes. And so there can always be this disjoint that makes you feel this way. It's kind of like when Matt Walsh was saying, my four-year-old boy comes to me and says, I want to be a girl. And he says, well, why do you want to be a girl? He says, because I want to wear pink. And he goes, well, it's okay. Boys can wear pink. And he's like, oh, okay. So he's okay with being a boy. But he thought that only girls could work. And I'm just, you know, I'm paraphrasing and probably messing up the analogy. But I think he, or, you know, you get what I'm saying. So, look, folks, things may look bleak for the conservative movement for the midterm election after the thefts. But understand this. Things can't continue to worsen for Democrats, and people are simply going to ignore their reality. While you sleep peacefully each night, as a God-fearing conservative, Democrats have nightmares. They dream of getting caught, of getting found out. I'm talking about at the personal level and at the macro level. In other words, each Democrat is living a lie. And then they're also wondering, when am I going to get found out? You know, as a party. So it's not like they come down to the micro level and you go, oh, but they're nice people. They live really good lives and things like this. They don't. They don't. They scheme. They do a lot of things that, and they're envy. I'm not going to lie to you. I know a bunch of them. They're envious of you because you don't walk around panicked and in a worry every time a cop comes in behind you or somebody shows up at your door. You're not, oh! You're like, oh, I wonder if it's the neighbors bringing over a potluck. You're not worried about it because you're not into skullduggery. You're not plotting against them all the time. The amount of plotting that the average conservative does is strictly, I'm going to get out to vote. I may do some door knocking. I might go serve on a school board or something like that. I might go to a school board meeting. But you're not planning anything against them. They are plotting against you. And then here's the problem. Once they wake up from that nightmare, they enter a world that is a rat race of covering up their continual lies at the personal and the macro level. They lie about, you know, what's going on in their lives and you know, the smallest of details. Joe Biden, you know, I can do more push-ups than you. I was the best student in my class. You know, he's lying. And then worried about, when are they going to figure out that I'm a liar? When are they going to figure out that I don't do what I say I'm going to do, that I don't really care about them? And at the macro level, what are they covering up? They're covering up Joe Biden's dementia. They're covering up Hunter Biden. They're covering up a multitude of things that are not little. If any of these things were being done by a Republican, you'd know all about it. Look at the investigation that went into nothing on Russian collusion. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had actually had a son that was involved with the Ukrainians and the Russians and the Chinese, what would we be talking about today? You think it would just be swept under the rug? Do you think the media would not want to cover Don Jr.'s laptop? You think that the FBI would have hidden that from us? What about, remember, what was his name? Anthony Weiner, when his laptop broke and he had all this stuff on about Hillary Clinton. If that had been a Trump, do you think that it would go away? You think we wouldn't still be talking about Trump Jr.'s laptop and all that data that was on there, including classified information? Or would one of the Trumps be in prison? It's a rat race for them, folks. Every day. They dream their lies and they become nightmares and they wake up to their nightmares. And the way we got to stop them is we have to stop making lying for them so easy. And they have to have repercussions from their lies. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Inflation. Horrible. This is the most expensive Thanksgiving of your life. I don't have to know who you are. If you take whatever you cooked, whatever you did for Thanksgiving, and you put it back in Trump years, you pay 30% more for whatever you did this year. It was funny. What was it? Last year, Joe Biden said he saved us 16 cents. 16 cents. That's, you're going to get back a whole 16 cents. Well, this year, you'd be lucky to afford a Cornish hen, to put it in perspective. You know, one of those little bitty ones? Because Joe Biden made Thanksgiving unaffordable for most Americans. See, Democrats aren't going to be able to cover up inflation. And inflation is tied to the value of money, and the American dollar is worth far less in the era of Biden than it was under Trump. And the only thing that keeps the American dollar steady is the fact that all the other currencies suck too, because they're suffering from the same wokeism and leftism that America is. So Joe Biden uses them as his litmus test. Oh, look at their economies. Look at them. Look at their inflation rates. Inflation is not going away, folks. And folks, people are not going to get used to paying high prices as long as you keep reminding them. There's a lot to talk about today. The good news is, no matter, they got what they wanted. They cheated themselves into a win. But now you got to perform. Reminds me of my aunt who aced her nursing test. Aced it. Never was a nurse, but aced the test. And you know what happened after they hired her? They fired her within a week. More to talk about when we get back, including Elon Musk.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I would hate to be a leftist in America. I would hate to be a Democrat. Oh, they won, right? They didn't get the red wave they were supposed to get. I'll ask you this, conservatives, Republicans, independents, even a few Democrats, you proud? You happy? Tell me what you could celebrate as a Democrat. I'd really be curious. What can you celebrate? You celebrating your leader, El Jefe? The dude who suffers from dementia and you know it? The guy who can't speak without a handler, can't go off the teleprompter, can't even read the teleprompter. You proud of him? You proud of his VP? Proud of Kamala Harris? You proud that your party cheated to win because they can't win? Tell me what you'd be proud of. You proud of inflation? Are you proud of starving old people? People on fixed incomes, people choosing between taking their meds and eating, youngsters who can't afford to live, they're having to live together or live at home, can't even start their lives, people that thought they were prepared, ready to go. You proud that you shut down thousands of businesses over nonsense, over COVID? We'll get into the COVID lies in just a bit. You proud that every time something comes up like Elon Musk buys Twitter, you got to freak out? Why are you freaking out? Oh, you know what's interesting? They talked about this last week. What you're not seeing is a bunch of leftists being put back on Twitter. I wonder why. Maybe that's because none of them got kicked off. Everybody that Elon Musk is talking about restoring to Twitter with Twitter amnesty are conservatives. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What do you have to be proud of as a Democrat? Look, Republicans, we don't have a lot either. Mitch McConnell, McCarthy, getting decimated in the elections, not really looking at election integrity the way you should have. I could go on. You didn't do any of these things. And so you let the big cheat occur. You're still going to let these people lie about you, call you racist, call you sexist, call you homophobes, call you xenophobes. I mean, all that. I'm not trying to, I just want to keep it real here. But even with that, which would you rather be? I have my answer. See, because I'm not a racist, sexist, homophobic, whatever, xenophobe. I'm none of those things, so you can call me what you want, but as my grandmother said, just call me for dinner. So we're none of those things. They're all of it. These people can't trust each other. They can't trust their own families. They can't trust their friends, their business partners, none of it. They know, and I'm not telling them anything they don't already know. Mass shootings, we got all kinds of stuff that we could talk about this hour. Next hour, I'm going to be talking about Elon Musk because he deserves it. Yeah, let me tell you this. They want to shut Android and the Apple and Google want to shut down, remove Twitter from the store where you can get Twitter on your phone because they don't like his ideology. Something's changed. Nothing's changed. A change of ownership. That's it. Businesses get bought and sold every single day. When Elon Musk started Tesla, great. If Elon Musk were to go out and buy another company today, there'd be no hoopla over nothing. Nobody would be like, oh, well, he feels this way or that way. They would just say, who cares? If Elon Musk went out and bought Whole Foods, they'd say, well, Whole Foods is probably going to get better. But they got to go after the guy because he won't toe the line. Already talked about inflation. Colorado, there was that Colorado shooter, you know, the non-binary shooter. More's coming out about him. The Walmart shooter, Andre Bing, I think it is. They said he held a grudge against one of the 6 co-workers that he massacred. He killed these people while they were sitting in the break room, and then he killed himself. He killed a guy named Brian Pendleton, age 38, young guy. By the way, Bing was 31 and was the night manager at this particular Walmart. This happened last Tuesday. I didn't talk about it because, I mean, what are we going to end up? Gun control? We had the Colorado shooting, then we have this shooting, and then the Democrats immediately, we got to outlaw weapons. There was a dude who killed a bunch of people with a knife the other day. You haven't heard a single word about it. I think we talked about it, but you won't hear about it. But Bing, Andre Bing, black dude, you wouldn't even know it. You have to search far and wide for that. But if he'd been a white dude to kill some black folks, you'd know about it. I say this, and not to colorize it, but here's a guy that couldn't handle. He's a manager at Walmart. I don't know what the people are doing for him. Apparently, this guy Pendleton was a bit slow. But Bing did not handle it. They say Pendleton was born with a congenital brain disorder. Celebrated his 10th anniversary working as a custodian at a Walmart. What would make you want to shoot him? What could possibly make you want to shoot this guy? I don't know who got shot. I don't think any of them deserve to be shot. But I'm saying this guy who's got, you know, he's a Joe Biden as a custodian for all intents and purposes. He's got a brain disorder and he sweeps floors and takes out trash. But as far as crime goes, this is what we end up with. We'll talk more about this Colorado guy in a bit because that one's a really interesting narrative. But I go back to whether we're talking about drive-bys, whether we're talking about just normal day-to-day crime, or whether we're talking about these types of crimes. Leftism. Leftism creates it. And here's the, you want to know the main problem of leftism, because you're saying, you're probably listening to the show going, Kevin, you're not telling me anything I don't already know. Okay. Well, let me give you the main problem of leftism. Leftism doesn't teach people how to deal with their problems. This guy Bing, Andre Bing, what could possibly be going on in his life to make him say, I'm going to take a gun, I don't care what it was, a knife, I'm going to go kill six of my coworkers because I'm having a bad day. I don't like the way things are going. See, leftism doesn't teach you how to deal with life. Leftism is a, it puts a Band-Aid on a bullet hole and it says, now go heal thyself. But it never heals itself. What are you going to find out about this guy, Andre Bing? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. Yeah, I'm going to give you some things that he probably doesn't have. He probably doesn't have a belief in something bigger than himself. Call it whatever it is. It could be a belief in God. It could be a belief in whatever. But he doesn't have a belief in something bigger than himself. Because if he did, he wouldn't go out and massacre other people. He wouldn't say, oh, so-and-so told me to go do this. There's nobody that'll tell you to go kill a bunch of other people. And he probably has low self-esteem. He's not surrounded by people who want to help find the goodness of him or whatever his life is and encourage him to do that. He's around people that are negative. And the other thing that he doesn't have is a support system that says, hey, listen, if things aren't going your way, it's okay. Life is not easy. We'll figure it out together. That's what keeps people sane. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about, folks. Glad you're with me.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Spending is expected to hit a record this Cyber Monday. According to Adobe Analytics, U.S. online shopping is projected to top $11.2 billion. That's despite online retailers starting to charge for returns or charge return fees. And if you are shopping online on this Cyber Monday, Tanner Shin is with Elias Cybersecurity. He has some tips to keep you and your information safe.
Look at that URL, the actual website that you're going to. You want to make sure that it says, you know, yahoo.com instead of yah00.com. There's a lot of lookalike domains is what we call them.
The 19-year-old who killed 10 people in Buffalo, New York during a supermarket massacre faces mandatory life in prison after pleading guilty to state charges Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As with all things we hear in the news, there's more to the story. Not going all Paul Harvey on you, but there is always more to the story. And there's more to this Anderson Lee Aldridge than the media reported. Now, this is the person who shot up the gay nightclub in Colorado. And we talked about this because I said he shot up a nightclub. But we have to know that it was a gay nightclub. It was a nightclub. People got killed because some wacko went in and shot it up. I mean, does the patronage really matter? Only when you're setting the narrative. And I think you understand where I'm going. Kevin Jackson's here listening to folks to Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So it turns out that Anderson Lee Aldridge, he's a big dude. He's non-binary, but not only is he non-binary, which means he doesn't go by male or female. He's Mix Aldridge, MX, not Mr. or Mrs. or Ms. He's Mix MX Aldridge. And he's also a racist. The New York Post published a video of him being confronted. This was before he shot up the nightclub. They showed a video of him using racial slurs because he was being belligerent with a woman. This was at the airport and had something to do with her bag. I'm not even going to play the clip. No, don't worry about it. It's just not worth it. You'd have to see it. And even seeing it, it's not that, to me, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it just shows that the dude who uses, he's exactly what we say he is. He's a typical leftist. So he's non-binary. He's walking through the airport, I think, with his mom. And a lady, you know, he confronts this woman, and a black dude says, "Hey, man, you know, you shouldn't be treating this woman like that." And then that's when he tells the dude, "You know, you better mind your business, you N-word." So let's just understand this. This woman is verbally accosted by Aldridge, calls a black dude the N-word when he intervenes on behalf of the woman. And let's not overlook that Aldridge, who is non-binary, apparently hates women because he attacked a woman. Now, what a shock to the media when they find out that Aldridge wasn't one of the two rednecks who attacked Jussie Smollett, you know, wearing their Trump hat and their Trump gear and looking, you know, carrying their bleach and their noose. Remember those two guys who ended up looking very black and Jamaican and turned out to be friends of Jussie Smollett? And, oh, let's not forget Smollett was doing this in order to get more money because he was trying to extort Empire, who he felt was underpaying him at whatever hundreds of thousands of dollars an episode he was getting. It wasn't enough for Jussie. But they go on to talk about this guy. The alleged shooter faces possible hate crime charges in the fatal shooting of five people at the Colorado Springs Gay Nightclub. So, now it's a hate crime. Well, he apparently is very hateful because he doesn't like women, he doesn't like blacks, and he doesn't like gays. But he is non-binary, which didn't fit the narrative because, and it was funny, we had the Alison Camerota clip, right, where she's upset about it. She's like, well, he's not like a Trump guy. Do we have that clip?
Attorneys for the accused shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, say in new court filings tonight that the suspect now identifies as non-binary. In a footnote to a motion asserting legal privileges, the public defenders say, quote, Anderson Aldrich is non-binary. They use they-them pronouns, and for the purposes of all formal filings, will be addressed as Mix Aldrich. So, in other words, not Mr. or Ms. Joining me now, CNN political commentator Errol Lewis, also back with me, Al Franken and Joe Walsh. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's not anything that we had heard from his background. You know, people have been looking into his background, and I don't know if anybody here, are you guys lawyers?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't know if, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's what he's now saying.
It sounds like they're trying to prepare a defense against a hate crimes charge. That's the least of his problems, legally speaking, but it looks like they're trying to build some kind of sympathy or at least confusion on the question of whether or not this was purely motivated by hate.
Such a, I mean, that is what it sounds like. We'll wait to see.
Well, there you have it. Alison Camerota of CNN. She's got a, she doesn't know what to think. She's like, whoa. You know, well, what are they doing? I mean, it doesn't fit the narrative. And it's clear. It's clear to her. She doesn't want to speculate because she so wanted this to be about some hate, you know, some Trump-loving and QAnon, I don't know what she said, but whatever. It was not supposed to be somebody that sort of fits the leftist narrative. So now it's all about, well, they're setting themselves up where they can defend against a hate crime. Well, okay, let's take a look at the Walmart shooter we talked about earlier. So this is a black dude, a black manager, who goes in to the break room, shoots up the people that work for him. Is it a hate crime? I'm going to bet you that the majority of those people that work for him were white. So I don't know. Statistically, I know I'm probably right. So, if he goes into the break room and he shoots up a bunch of white folks, is it a hate crime? I would tell you this, they're no less dead. And I'm not going to get into the hate crime discussion, that's not the thing. But they're trying to make it, oh, well, he's a hate. Let me tell you the problem they're going to have with Aldrich, Anderson Lee Aldrich, age 22, who goes into this bar and shoots people up. Why did he do it? Why did he go? The black dude, Andre Bing, who went in and shot, they said he was upset because apparently there was some beef with the employees. I don't know. You would think he could handle it by just saying, look, guys, I'm going to start reporting you. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to fire some people. I don't know what his recourse would be, but shooting his employees? And then what do we blame? Oh, it's the gun's fault. He could have gone through that store and killed them all. He could have stuck them all, and nobody would have known the difference, and they act like it's the gun's fault. And now we got Anderson Lee Aldrich. Did he just happen to go by this gay nightclub, or was he targeting somebody? I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to get in the head of these kooks, because that's like trying to get in the head of leftists. Because these are leftists. Understand this. Born and bred of leftism. You want to know why you're seeing such a surge in crazy? Because if you look around this country and you don't see it, you're not paying attention. You either live in suburbia where you are practically immune to this, or you're just oblivious. Because it is all around you. The crazy. The crazies are being born to these people, that's being bred and propagated through the education system. They get out with no ability to control themselves. I don't know why Anderson Lee Aldrich, age 22, mix, non-binary, not to be called Mr., Mrs., or Ms., non-binary, decided on that night to go and target that particular club. But I'm going to bet you money It has to do with some connection. It wasn't random. It has nothing to do with his anti-gay agenda. By the way, they say this. His real name is Nicholas Franklin Brink. That's what his name was. But then when he turned 16, he petitioned the Texas court for the name change. And I wonder why. It says, it was submitted on behalf by his grandparents, who were his legal guardians at the time. He says, minor wishes to protect himself and his future from any connections to the birth father and his criminal history. Father has had no contact with minor for several years. Now, here's what they said about his dad. And you guys may have heard these stories. We're working this out together. Father is a mixed martial artist fighter and pornography performer with an extensive criminal history, including convictions for battery against the guy's mom, Laura Vopel, both before and after the suspect was born. It's funny, he didn't take his mom's name, he just made up a whole new name. 2002 misdemeanor battery conviction in California resulted in a protective order that barred the father, Aaron F. Brink, from contacting the suspect or Vopel except to an attorney, and it was later modified to let him visit his daddy. But Nicholas Franklin Brink, now Anderson Lee Aldrich, has gone in the path of his daddy and decided to shoot up a gay nightclub. And what's funny, his dad, from what I was told, I don't know if this is true, you guys can look this up, his dad supposedly said, good, yeah, my son did the right thing. Yeah, killing those gays or whatever. I don't know if I believe that. What a tragedy, though. People going out to have a good time, and they got to lose their lives over something like this. Some kook born of leftism. Think about the family dynamic. Leftists create this whole scenario and then pretend that they look in the rearview mirror and go, I don't see anything.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have to do a lot to cover up their lies. Their lies are around inflation. They're like, oh, it's trend. It doesn't exist. You're lying. It's not there. It's, oh, yeah, okay, maybe it is, but it's only transitory. Oh, it's transitory, but no, you know, really, what were the five different things, the iterations of inflation? It will go away. It's okay, it is there, but suck it up and whatever else. And that's only one of their things. Inflation is the tip of the iceberg of everything that's going on with the Democrats. What do you think we would know if they literally reported the truth? They told us that they cheated in elections, that January 6th was a made-up farce. not just cheating in the 2020 elections, but the 22 elections, the 2022 elections. Just tell us the truth. Tell us you can't win unless you cheat. What if they told you the truth about COVID? You guys heard me talk about it for months. The better part of what? We're going on year two. Maybe we're already in year two. I lose time. That COVID year screwed me up for everything. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Two male runners collapsed and needed medical attention at the Monterey Bay Half Marathon that occurred on November the 13th. I don't know if you guys even kept up with this. I don't even know if you care. Two male runners. See, COVID is worse on men than it is on women. People don't let you know that, but it's true. Fellow runner and local cardiologist Stephen Lohm administered life-saving medical care to both runners. This was the announcement on Twitter. Two runners go into cardiac arrest during Monterey Bay Half Marathon. Folks, think about what I'm telling you. People prepare to run 13.1 miles. This guy writes, I just thought crazy odds, random event that there were two cardiac arrests and both happened to be right in front of me. That's what the doctor said. He's a runner. He described the events. He says, at mile three in front of me, a runner went down, cardiac arrest, started CPR. People called 911. Defibrillator arrived in about 6 minutes. Rhythm was ventricular fibrillation, fatal arrhythmia. One shock, normal heartbeat restored. Then, the second one, I crossed the finish line, threw my arms in the air, and another runner goes down right in front of me, completely out, no pulse, started CPR. Within 1 to 2 minutes, a race volunteer brought an AED, a defibrillator, placed pads on chest. Both had undiagnosed heart disease, out of hospital cardiac arrest, and made full recoveries. What are the odds of two people having a cardiac arrest in one race? What are the odds they both make a full recovery? Normally, 5% out of hospital cardiac, only 5% of hospital, out of hospital cardiac arrest survive. Being alert and ready to bring an AED as fast as possible saved two lives. Still can't believe this happened. Enjoy your day. Focus on your health. So, he goes on to tell people, reduce this, reduce that, reduce this. But the guy who wrote the article asked this question. Did either of these runners take the experimental COVID-19 shot or boosters? Well, I bet they did. I don't know if you're paying attention, but in Hollywood, if you read the Hollywood section, you will be shocked at the number of young actors and actresses who are dying. It's absolutely scary. Now, I've had my friends, Bob and Carol, I talk about them on the show. They wrote me a nice letter. They had COVID. Both had been vaccinated because they traveled back and forth between Canada and Florida. And they wrote me a nice letter and explained that they'd been ill, got over it, wasn't easy. And, you know, if people took the vaccination because they felt they needed to, I have no issue with that. That's your prerogative. I wouldn't do it, but I don't, you know, if people want to do it, fine. I just have my reservations and everybody knows what they are. But the ones I'm upset about are the people who felt forced to do it, compelled. And I'm glad Bob and Carol made it out. Thank you guys for the letter. I really am. I'm happy when people, if we can have some success stories with this thing, fine. If you feel like the shot is what did it for you, then great. Maybe it's having that placebo effect. And for the record, they had better outcomes with placebo than they did with the actual vaccines and boosters. So if the placebo effect makes people feel safe, fine. But I'll tell you this, I haven't worried about COVID in years. I have, from the very beginning, I was concerned about it because they put that fear in you. But once I got it and I was through it, I haven't worried about it at all. I haven't worried about variants. And by the way, where's the full court press? Though they still talk about it. Get another booster. But what they won't tell you is what I'm about to tell you. They know And here's what it says. Global government reports confirm vaccination may have killed 750,000 people in 38 major cities in 2022 so far. And Pfizer documents prove it could lead to mass depopulation. Now, this was in a French study. Les rapports gouvernementaux mondiaux confirmant que la vaccination COVID a peut-être... And then they go on to tell you how many people... I translated it for you. The government reports, global government reports, confirm this. So, you know, whatever you... Again, I'm not here to... I'm not trying to scare anybody. I already told you, I wouldn't have done it, but that's okay. But what I would like the government to do, if you really are responsible, why don't you tell people this is where we are and publish that report? And as opposed to if you're waiting on a better vaccination, okay, no problem. I don't have a, if you say, Kevin, the first round of vaccinations, it was, we got to tell you, we rushed it. It was too, you know, we shouldn't have done it. Whatever. But they won't admit that, because admitting that means they got to admit the lies. And look at China, the origin, the epicenter for all of this. Here's what the Washington Examiner wrote about it. Protests broke out in Xinjiang, China over the country's strict lockdown measures after they contributed to a deadly fire that killed 10. The fire broke out in a residential block's 15th floor on Thursday night, spreading upward through the building for 3 hours before being put out. This is BBC reporting this. 9 more people were injured in the blaze. The high casualty numbers are suspected to have been made worse due to strict lockdown measures, which have resulted in an uproar from a populace increasingly bitter over the Chinese Communist Party's zero COVID policy. I don't know if you guys are aware, but you want to talk about, I mean, we went through this ourselves in terms of America, you know, with the lockdowns. But this, the China stuff, I've been dying to get back over there, just take the family over and show them China. It's such an amazing place. It's not the birthplace of martial arts, but because they learned it through Indians from India. But the Chinese really just took martial arts to another level. And so having studied over there and lived over there, it's a fun place to go, you know, and it's just a beautiful place. It's such a different culture. But I wouldn't dare go right now. And by the way, it's also funny to me that Brittany Griner is still stuck over there. Joe Biden can't get her back. And for the record, I don't even want her. I mean, I hate to say this because it sounds kind of mean, but this is a woman that does not like America. So I can't tell you that I'm feeling sorry for her. I will bet you this, though. I bet you if Trump were president, she'd be back here. And she probably would be singing their praises. And I'm going to tell you something else. Those black kids, those basketball players from California who stole and Trump got them back. If Brittany Griner is any indication, they should be writing letters to Trump saying, you know what? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyway, they went on to say this. China's zero COVID policy has created a strain on the country's economy as well as its urban population, leading the WHO, the World Health Organization, to call on Chinese officials to change course. The CCP has rejected the calls, but urged regional officials to implement more targeted measures that are less disruptive. I mean, can you imagine being locked in? I'm talking about no matter what comes, they don't want one single person to have COVID. That's ridiculous. Anyway, the United States, we did exactly what these people are doing, and finally look at how the world is viewing it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.